Okay.
Followed by more Tuesday night.
For those who have forgotten to make a dollar, it might be too late. No, Tuesday night is the cut-off point. If someone forgets to make a dollar, he's got Sunday, Monday, Tuesday to catch up. But Tuesday night, he's already missed it. Maybe those who still can still daven mincha, maybe can make a dollar still. But the ma'aseh is not already, but the shaila that we want to discuss is, it comes to Havdalah, this is my small kois, a me'ikadin you could use. And, interesting shaila, you hold the cup, I'm a left-handed, but I'm just going to pretend I'm a right-handed, because I'm still, most people are right-handed. So if you hold the cup in the right hand, my shaila number one is, is there a mitzvah to hold the besomim in your left hand while before you come onto besomim? Let's say during hinei kelishasi, or if let's say not during hinei kelishasi, at least when you're busy with the bracha berpi agofen, you could say what shaitas has holding the besomim got to do with the bracha berpi agofen? I make a bracha hinei kelishasi bracha ta Hashem berpi agofen, and then afterwards deal with the besomim on the name. The chayra, what shaitas has it got? Loshna shulchan aruch. However, is that va'oiches ha'kois b'yaminoi v'besomim v'hadas b'smoilai. He mentions already from the beginning. Now, you could say maybe he means from the beginning of the bracha bo pri agofen, because it's not so clear he held up, it's not so clear hinei kelishu, those psukim are included, but certainly shulchan aruch shteit mefurash in reish adivav, that already from the beginning of Havdalah, whatever you're going to call the beginning of Havdalah, at least for the bracha Bei Pri Agofen, Shulchan Aruch says you first take the kos b'yaminoi, va'oiches hayayin b'yamin, v'hadas b'smoil, u'mavorecha al hayayin. So if you go and see, after a long Shabbos, you see someone making a bracha Bei Pri Agofen, and he hasn't got the besomim in his left hand, Shulchan Aruch is not happy. Shulchan Aruch holds that really, you should be holding the besomim in the left hand. So go and modno halacha. Really, what shaykhaz has besomim? You get to the besomim, so you'll sort it out then. The ma'isa, they do bring down, there is a ma'ila. Obviously, there's lots of svarim which say they don't need to, it's lav dafka. You look at the Aruch HaShulchan state that when the Shulchan Aruch says hadas besmoilai, he says it's lav dafka. But again, the ma'aseh, if someone wants to be medaktik, the best thing to do is to hold the cup in the right hand, so if you're left-handed, you put it in the left hand, and then to also hold the besomim while you're saying at least the bracha berpi agofen. I think that's number one halacha, interesting halacha. You'd be doing it years without it. The ma'aseh shulchan aruch state, hadas besmoil. Again, it's not ma'akuf, it's far from it, and faked, or shulchan, someone wants to say it's lavdavka. The pashtus shulchan aruch is that you should hold it b'shaz, making the bracha bo'i priyagofen. Next one, so you made the bracha bo'i priyagofen, and obviously there's a mitzvah to make sure that it's a tefach high from the table. We mentioned this before. A b'shaz bracha, it's a tefach high. Very nice. So you put it down, and now you're ready, you switch hands to take the besomim. Now obviously we know that it should be in the right hand. The right hand, if you're right-handed, you put it in the right hand. If you're left-handed, you switch it to your left. But if you're right-handed, you now put the besomim in your right. Is then an inyan, so now, why do you make a bracha bo'i mina besomim? To hold the kois. Don't forget, it's a bit of multitasking. It's making sure the kois havdalah doesn't spill as much, because you don't want it to go on your fingers. And also to make sure that you're holding the besomim. Maybe you could just hold the besomim and just leave the cup. Some achrayim want to say you can leave the cup where it is. The Aruch HaShulchan again says that even though the Gemara says that the besomim and neir should be al hakois, nope, the kois is in front of you. Dos heis al hakois. Mishabru is not mashmazoi. Mishabru says that you should, never mind, not mashmaz, but Mishabu says clearly, that you should pick up the kois while you're making bracha b'rimin of the samim, kedei, so that it should be considered that you've said it al hakois, so that it should be considered that Rav mevadrun al hakois, Rabbi Mevad, the Gemara says that you're mevadrun al hakois, you used to say all over the kois. So Mishabu understands that's kipshut, you also have to hold the kois while you make the bracha b'rimin of samim. So for some people, it could be quite a struggle. It's not so clear whether there's an inyan to actually hold up the kois when you're making the bracha b'yamin of someone. Maybe this inyan, where the Gemara says mevadrun ala kois, maybe just holding is also enough. So it could well be this inyan that you have to raise it up a tefach is said when you make the bracha on the bo'i priyagofen itself. But if you already made the Beri Priyat Vofen, and at that time you tackle raised it, made Beri Priyat Vofen very good, high. And then afterwards you swap over and you put it could be enough that you, by holding it, it's already considered adequate. The ikka is the besomim at the moment, therefore that's point number two. Also very choshev halacha. To hold on, that means not only at the beginning, b'shas when you make your brocha on the yayin, to hold on to the besomim, but also when you're busy with the besomim now, in your right hand, so you should also hold on to the kois. Again, some hold it's lavdafka, but by the time you finish with the shulchan aruch and mishnah berurah, it comes out, this is what it should be. Again, achrenim, some achrenim says lavdafka, mishnah berurah clearly says it's dafka, and therefore there's a maila to hold on to the kois while you make your brocha of boyim min yibasamim.
Can I base all the songs? That's a good shayla.
Next one is. Okay, so that's with the besomim. So you've smelt the besomim, and you've still got your left hand on the kois, and now the shayla is, you've got the nair. So you got the nair, and you got the nair. Where did we start here? So the Rama already says that you look at the nair with your right hand, even if you're lefty. Oh, now here's the question. Do you first make a brocha, like you do with the other ones, and only after you make a brocha do you look at the fingernails, we'll see in a second? Or perhaps when it comes to the Aish, maybe you should first look at the Aish, do all this business, and only afterwards make a brocha. Mishnah Berurah holds, first you look at your fingernails. How Mishnah Berurah puts it. First, because Mishnah Berurah's shitta is that it's a birchas hashevach. You see the sea, and afterwards you make a bracha. You see mountains, those who make a bracha, mountains. Then you make a bracha. Similarly, this is a birchas hashevach. You're thanking Hashem, that's beautiful that we're able to see. Well, that's not nice. That light is created. So, first see the light, and then make a bracha at Mishnah Berurah. You wouldn't believe this is a shittah of Mishnah Berurah. Keshittas Rav, yeah. Keshittas is a Rav. Many Rishonim held like this. This bracha of the Neir is really a birchas hashavach, exactly like you see the sea. Therefore, you should see the sea. You don't make a bracha before seeing the sea. When you go to Blackpool, on the way you make a bracha and then you see it. No, you see it and then you make a bracha. As I state Mishnah Berurah, Mishnah Berurah says very, very clearly that's what you should do. Zot Ramosha, Tomua Ma'oid, Masha Posaka Mishnah Berurah to see it first. Elo Kamina Ka'olam, to first make a brocha like the rest of them, and then after you make a brocha, then you go and see it because he treats it like a birchas hanerin. Just like you make an apple, you eat an apple. You first make a brocha and then you eat the apple, or even in Abdullah, first you make a brocha and then you smell the basamim. So too, you make the brocha and then afterwards you see the light.
Do you hold the kois?
Do you hold the kois? The same machlokas which we saw regarding the besomim, that the Mishnah Berurah and the Shulchan Aruch they should really hold up. Lavdafka hold it up, I think, l'chayyim to hold it. Similarly, when it comes to Birchas Haner, it should be the same thing, there is an inyan to hold on to the kois. Again, Aruch HaShulchan Aruch says lavdafka. Pashal Loshon Shulchan Aruch and Mishnah Berurah is lavdafka. Again, hold on to the kois. Leimot Sino, it's not so clear you have to hold on to the nair. I haven't yet seen a clear lach. It will be very hard to hold on to the kois and hold on to the nail and yet see your fingernails. You're going to have three hands, it'll be a bit tricky. So it's not, this I haven't found, at the Chayyar Dafnish, the very fact that you have to, there's an Indian to hold on to the kois the whole way through, with your left hand, at least when it comes to nail, the Basamim Nair, and to say that you have to hold on to the nail, that would be a bit impossible. So the interesting thing is, that because of this Machlokas, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, he said, "Medaktikim, they would look at the nair beforehand, then make a bracha, and then look at the flame afterwards." We have to make very, very clear. The minigah olam, from what I've seen, the Sfarim point out, is not like the Mishnah Berurah. They first make a bracha, and then afterwards they see. This medaktikim, I've seen many other Sfarim also say this. Rabbi Fatz got sure about this. The it can't harm to first see the fingernails, and then afterwards make the bracha, and then after see again. Again, it's mamish begeda medaktikim, because it's to do both is begeda diktuk ba'alma. But one thing is interesting is, how do we do this seeing the nail with the fingernails. So the Ramosas first bends the thumb into the four fingers, into the first two or first whatever it is, and then you look at the palm of your right hand. You get your right hand, and you look at the palm together with the fingernails. That's how you look at the flame during you're just looking through. You can see through the fingernails the reflection of the light, and there's many reasons given for it. So because the Shulchan Aruch says that you should have benefit from the light, so that you should be able to differentiate between two different matbeos. You know, you have a pound coin and you have Czechoslovakia and your euro. So you should be able to see the difference. That's how you should be able to see. So using the fingernails as money, yeah, and that's how we're able to use it. Then afterwards, says the Mishnah Berurah, to turn over the hand, to see the back of the hand, and then go like this, to go to the back of the hand. So first is the front of the hand, the palm together with the fingers, fingernails, and afterwards the back of the hand. Those who are medaktuk, and they want to see their hand before the bracha, and they want to see their hand after the bracha as well, it could be that before the bracha, it's just the ikadin of what the Ramah says, just seeing the fingernails with the palm, that's enough, not to do it over again. Could be that's enough, because that's only a chumrah afterwards.
What's the point of this thumb putting on the
thumb? Oh, the thumb, is again, all these things are pikabola. The Ramah just mentions that pikabola is very difficult. Well, not yet told exactly. Okay, so that's interesting, nekuda. And then there's another nekuda to take into account, is the switching off the lights.
Oh,
you see, people get very busy, it's very therapeutic, switching off the lights. You see candles, very nice. It's like a nice thing. The Chofetz Chaim used to do it, Achiezer used to do it, Igor Smosha used to do it, Rabbi Shrobalski. There's going to be enough names who are annoyed to switch off the lights. But when you scrutinize the actual halacha, the Chazon Ish says you don't need to. And there's actually a Tehillah L'David that's Medayik, a Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, it has to be, it's a more, the Loshna Shulchan Aruch is mashma, it's a theoretical hanor, they have to benefit that lo yitzuya, it would be dark, this light would be enough to see the difference between Matbe Azul and Matbe Azul. So the Loshna Shulchan Aruch is a bit mashma, that it doesn't have to be that you actually have to benefit from it, it's a theoretical benefit that you need. And therefore, to have the lights on, it could be, it's okay, and actually, Rabbi Chaim Kineski, Rabbi Liasha, they all say that there's no chiyuv at all to switch off the lights. However, there is a thought that goes like this. Yes, the Chazon Ish says that you don't need to switch off the lights. It could be, it's a kenzai, this is a theoretical thing. It could be the Chazon Ish held that you can make a bracha on the old good bulbs. A good old bulb is made from ash. And the shita of the Achiezer is that you can make a bracha of Havdalah on electricity, electric old lights, which become hot. Therefore, when the Chazon Ish said you don't need to bother switching off the lights, it could be he was using the other tziruf that with the old lights, which will get red hot. So then it's called Eish, and you can make a bracha on them anyway. So therefore, maybe that's why it wasn't adapted to switch off. But some want to say that maybe nowadays with our LED lights or the fluorescents, it could be that you haven't got that cheshbon. So all these could be's, it's not so pashut. The pashut is that the Tehillah L'David and Medayik Shulchan Aruch, you don't need to. The pashut is you don't need to, but yet you can't turn away that you'll find many, many annoying to switch off the lights. But again, it's a therapeutic thing. It's Techa, not something which is Mechuyev, it's not Chayav al Pi Halacha. I want to finish off with a beautiful remez from the Kav Chaim brings from the Rishonim, Razbaz, and Rosh. Beautiful thing in Abdullah. It starts off with the mouth and goes to the head. The first bracha that we make with Abdullah. Is what bracha do you make in Abdullah?
In the
bracha to Hashem. Beri Pri Hagafen. So Beri Pri Hagafen is what part of the head is benefiting from Beri Pri Hagafen? The mouth. The mouth drinks the wine. Then the next bracha that we make is Besamim. The next part of the head is the nose. The nose is Ne'eneh from the Besamim. The next part of the head, which is Ne'eneh, is part of Abdullah, is the eyes that we see for. And the final thing, which is the bracha of Havdalah, is something which is unique, which is said by humans, well, at least a lot of them, some of them, is that they have das, that they have havchona, they're able to be mavdal, being this to this. A behemoth is not able to be mavdal. So we're thanking Hashem for Havdalah being, it's not a behemoth, it's that the musik that a person is able to be mavdal between one thing and another. That Havdalah is Idas, which is Nehet. So it's a beautiful remez how to remember. I don't know if you need to remember the ritual there, but if you do need to remember, just make your way up from your mouth all the way up, and that is how you remember Havdalah. One final shaila is, sometimes, you let's say you come late for Havdalah, and you see the Baal HaBayis has just used his Havdalah candle. And, you know, it's always a bit, you feel a bit uncomfortable sometimes, you know, taking the whole thing again, because you were late, you were stuck schmoozing to someone, so you come and you come to your son-in-law, whatever it is, and you want to make Havdalah again. And it's Nishbatan, the whole thing's already full of grape juice. It doesn't work well, you have to start lighting it up, start sparking and everything. Could you just take two of these matchsticks and strike the matchsticks and use these two matchsticks as your Havdalah? Havdalah state is a mitzvah and a mukha to make sure it's an avuka. Avuka means it's got at least two wicks. No, so these two are considered wicks. Why can't you just use these? Me'ikad and Me'ikan. It's interesting that the Havdalah would do that. So Taka, it is interesting that you can. So you should be able to strike your matchsticks. Make sure it's not mamish together, because mamish together could be just one psila. Don't forget. Again, like this. We've got insurance over here. So it could be, yeah. So again, some Achronim, if you look at the Pesach Tshuvas, he brings down, could be this is considered one flame. So he said, make it a bit apart, as though, yeah. So he said, oh, now it's stuck. As though, this looks more like an avuka than if it's mamish together. Mamish together, show it. But the Maisa, Meikadin, this is absolutely fine. Meikadin, Chazanish wanted the Taina, it's a bit cheap. When you make Havdalah, so Na'ochas Rabbeinu, they bring down the Chazanish held, it's making a bit cheap out of Havdalah. Imagine every Havdalah you just take a couple of matchsticks. The Maisa, the Achronim are mamish happy with it. If you look at the Shmei Shabbos, all the other Achronim. Sforim Ham for Somim, actually, Chaim Kinevsky says that his father used to make Havdalah with two matchsticks every single Motzei Shabbos. So that's the mamish lechatchila did it. So certainly, if there's any hiccup along the way and a person feels more comfortable using it, maybe not be curious because the Chaznish was, you know, it looked a bit cheap. And the Maisa, you can't fault someone. Ah, there is a Maila. Sorry, I forgot. There is an Epis of Maila, which the Mishnah Berurah brings down, to use a candle which has got wax. Use a candle which is wax, made out of wax, more than anything else. There's a Hezbo, Mishnah Berurah brings from the Mogla Vorm, Shem Sefer Kavonas. So there is an Epis of Toiv. The Mishnah Berurah says Toiv to use something made out of wax. So these matchsticks hasn't got wax on it, so there could be an episode minor. But again, nothing far off from a lotion of toif. So if it's in the way of it, and not so convenient, there's nothing wrong to take two matchsticks and going ahead and doing that. Shkoh. Shkoh.
Thank you very much. We wish you a nice holiday. Have a good holiday.
Have a nice holiday. Next week, go.